Hi again. Thanks for joining me. This is Steve Gretsch, and the podcast is called A Different Drummer. This episode is called Coming in Glory. Don't you just love it? What an encouragement. We have such an amazing future to look forward to when the Lord comes and His plan unfolds before the very eyes of those who are waiting for Him. And so I pray that you're one that is waiting for Him, and that we that repent of our sin, put our trust in Jesus, believe the gospel, know that He is the one that was sent. This coming in glory is so meaningful then. It's just become such a comfort. And that's what, not all the promises are comfort. There's a lot that are eschatological. And I haven't really gone down that road. I'm sure you've noticed. But anyways, onwards and upwards here. Matthew 25:31. But when the Son of Man comes in His glory and all the angels with Him, then He will sit on His glorious throne. So let's dig into this. This is a story about the when and the then and the who. When, then, and who. So this, I'm always amazed in Scripture, and I'm sure I've said this at least once. Sometimes it seems in the English language that it's words can be a little repetitive, but not so. Not so. There's always. God always has a purpose. His word never returns to Him void. So let's get on with it. The when, the time which is coming, it's all His time. It's His prerogative. And so the then is at that time, a specific time, and it's very orderly. They're different, aren't they? When and then. And so I'm looking at the who, and I thought, you know, it talks about the Son of Man. And I'm thinking, that sounds like Daniel. Daniel 7:13-14. Jesus often referred to Himself as the Son of Man. And here's where he was getting it from. I'll get it out. Son of Man, in the book of Daniel, I kept looking in the night visions, and behold, with the clouds of heaven, one like a Son of Man was coming. And He came up to the Ancient of Days and was presented before Him. And to Him was given dominion, glory, and a kingdom, that all peoples, nations, and men of every language might serve Him. His dominion is an everlasting dominion, which will not pass away. And His kingdom is one, which will not be destroyed. That's, again, Daniel 7:13-14. So that's when someone says Son of Man, that's it triggers the Daniel thing. And so we talk about He comes. What's it going to look like? It's going to be amazing. It's going to be in splendor. His glory to be magnificent. He's probably going to be in royal robes. It'll be no mistake in who's coming. It's in brilliance and victory. And let's look forward to that. That is such an amazing promise that He's coming. And guess what? All the angels are coming with Him. These are the supernatural messengers. They're going to be behind Him because He will be first. And looking at it, it says all of them, every last one of them. So then He will sit. This, again, is an orderly sequence. It's all of His choosing. And the will sit is, honestly, He's going to occupy His official place of authority. So the future is amazing. It's bright. My pastor says I forget what he said. Yeah, anyway, the glorious throne spoken of here is the place of honor. It's of praise and worship, which He so rightly deserves. A blessed place. Amazing promise. The promise, again, is that He is coming in glory. Coming in glory. We can cling to this. But when the Son of Man comes in His glory and all the angels with Him, then He will sit on His glorious throne. What an amazing day that will be. Matthew 25:31. Well, that's all I have. I hope you have a great day, and we'll talk to you soon. Take care.